Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danko, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It's time for The Bigger Picture, and we have some earnings news from the banking sector.
Yes, that's right. So we are breaking down OCBC's fourth quarter results this morning, and OCBC, just to recap, reported a 9% drop in quarterly profit at $1.13 billion, and that was dragged down by a 15% decline in total income in pandemic-hit markets. So glass half full, though, on a quarter-on-quarter basis, net profit is up 10%. And the question is momentum building for a recovery this year? And especially Fed Chair Jerome Powell overnight giving some reassurance that rates will stay low for quite some time. So what's in store for banks? Let's get the bigger picture from Tay Wee Kwong, research analyst from Phillip Securities Research. Morning, Wee Kwong. How are you doing?
Hi, morning. I'm doing fine.
Hey, Wikon, thanks for helping me to crunch the numbers. So this is going to be actually the last quarterly results for Seemo Samuel Tan, who is stepping down in mid-April. Walk us through what was your impression of OCBC's performance in the fourth quarter and 2020?
I think for the fourth quarter in 2020, I think we saw some continued quarterly recovery in their earnings. And I think this is very heartening, I think, especially when we are all moving out from the COVID-19 pandemic. Of course, year on year, with the hardest hit quarter in the second quarter, we had the full year contribution down by a little bit. But I think moving forward, what we are seeing is a overall recovery in the entire banking sector, especially for OCBC. If you look at their allowances quarter on quarter, it has actually fallen off. And it seems to kind of indicate that they are past that high allowances phase of their business.
Yeah, we'll dive into some of those points you raised. Let's go into business sentiment first, especially off the back of COVID-19. OCBC points out there are some pockets of recovery, but it will be uneven. Some sectors will still struggle. And I'm looking at CapitaLand's results this morning. They've posted a net profit loss of $1.6 billion. So when you look at what OCBC is provisioning for in terms of bad loans and defaults, do you see any signs that it's going to be getting more optimistic about the outlook in the quarters to come?
Definitely. I think moving forward, our economy will only continue growing from the bottom that we have seen in 2020. And so I think it is better for us to be on the optimistic side and moving forward.
And if you look at the loans growth picture, I'm looking at the fourth quarter at $267 billion. That is slightly lower than the $269 billion in the previous quarter. Do you see any bright spots here for loans, especially off the back of budget 2021? Is there going to be an uptick in appetite for business expansion or property purchases in the next few quarters?
I think in terms of loans growth, of course, this is all under the pipeline. I think, of course, we might not see in the short term, property developments probably have to take a little time for the runway to build up. However, in terms of business loans, we are expecting building construction to continue to remain strong. And moving forward, when these projects are completed, it will probably translate into housing loans for the banks as well.
If you look at the loans under moratorium, it's now at around $5.7 billion as of end of January. So that's nearly half of that in the previous month. Is that a sign that things are also improving in terms of companies potentially under stress?
Yes, definitely. I think especially if you look at on a secured basis, 91% of these loans under moratorium are all secured. So in a sense, in terms of risk for the bank itself, it is pretty controlled. And in terms of how you look at it, in terms of geography, I think you see that all the countries that have started to exit the moratorium basis have all shown pretty good recoveries in terms of loans that are continuing to be under the moratoriums.
Yeah, talking about geography, Wee Kwong, what's the state of play here for China, the Greater China Exposure story? Is this going to be a growth driver for OCBC in 2021?
I think China remains, I think China is hard to crack. So it may have to take some time before we have better clarity. Of course, all in all, China as a whole, as an economy, is still one of the fastest growing economies in the world. So I think it will be a bright spot for OCBC.
Yeah, and one more thing we are looking at is the net interest margins. Fourth quarter at 1.56%. So that's up 2 basis points from 1.54% in the previous quarter. Last year, though, it was around 1.77%. So this is all, of course, reflecting the low interest rate environment. And overnight, we had Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying rates will still stay low for quite some time. What's your take on where this is going in terms of the bank's profitability and net interest margins?
In terms of banks' profitability, it'll be hard hit in terms of the margins-wise. However, if you look at how the economy is growing in terms of loans growth, as long as they are able to achieve healthy loans growth, this will help to offset some of the margin pressures that they are facing. And I think, of course, moving forward, we are expecting the rates to continue staying low, but profitability should be held up by other segments of the business, such as the non-interest income in terms of wealth management business.
Yeah, so okay, we might see some loans growth offsetting the net interest margins pressure. And the dividends outlook, you've got 31.8 cents for the year. That's versus 53 cents last year. So based on the prices of OCBC shares right now and the yields you're getting from OCBC, how do you feel about investing in OCBC at the current prices of its stock right now?
I think it is. It looks pretty good. Of course, if you are taking a look at the dividend yield-wise, it is currently probably 3 to 3.5%. However, we are going out of this dividend cap. Of course, we are awaiting more news from MAS with regards to the dividend policy. However, moving forward, if you look at the bank's capital adequacy ratio, currently at 15.2%, it is a lot higher from what we have seen just a quarter ago. So definitely in terms of the ability for them to continue paying out their dividends back to a pre-COVID-19 levels, I think that is very sustainable for OCBC.
Okay, so we'll be looking out for more guidance from MAS on the dividend policy, of course. We've been chatting with Tay Wee Kwang. He is the research analyst at Phillip Securities Research. Wee Kwang, thank you so much for helping me to break down the latest fourth quarter numbers for OCBC. And of course, it reported a 9% drop in the fourth quarter and a 15% decline in total income. Wee Kwang, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.